Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Attention, attention, our new call-in number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699.
Y'all tell the people that, huh?
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Welcome, everyone, again, and let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we adore you. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious One. You are the true and living One. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We bless you for that, Lord. There's many changes that's going on right now, but we can count on you being the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That your word says if two or more, hallelujah, are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah, that even though we are sheltered in right now, we can still come together. We can still gather together. Hallelujah. On Get 'Em Radio and other media, Lord, we can still gather together in your name and you show up. Thank you so much, Lord God. So we say, Lord, have your way tonight. Move by your spirit. Touch each and every speaker tonight, Lord God. Give those who are on the line, give them a holy boldness to step up and speak your word tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified all night long. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hello, everybody, again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, I just get so excited about the things of God and what God is doing. And when he laid on my heart to let's do tag team preaching again, I've been waiting on it. Hallelujah. And for him to say, okay, let's do it. Amen. Amen. And he just spoke to my spirit, and he was saying that people have time now. Now that we're sheltered in and we're not moving around as much as we were before, some people, and, you know, you're having more time to spend in the Word of God and in prayer, and the Lord has been speaking to people's hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, you know, and these are the last days that we're having dreams and prophesying, hallelujah. So the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking, and we kind of slow. The whole world has slowed down, so we can hear from Him. Praise God. Praise God. Well, the Scripture says in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. So the Lord does say some things about preaching in here. And you know, in between, we may talk about that a little bit. And so this Tag Team Preaching Month is also going to be to just kind of awaken and stir up the body of Christ. And, you know, to just let everybody know you got a word in you and you have a wonderful, safe place to just release that word that the Lord has given to you. So this is your place. You may not do it tonight, but we have four more because there's five Thursdays in April. So you have a chance to get your word. If you don't have it tonight, get a word from the Lord, and you'll be able to give a topic, a scripture, hallelujah, and preach the word for 5 minutes. Somebody say 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Preach the word for 5 minutes. So the last time we did this, we were just so excited. There were so many people who came on Get 'Em Radio, some that we knew, some that we didn't know, but knew other people who've been associated with Get 'Em Radio who came on. And so the word, every word was rich. And there's something about the word of God that it connects. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we're looking for tonight, you know, at the end. And I'm going to try to take notes and do some connections at the end of it and you know, do some tweets of things that were said, words that were said during the preaching. So without further ado, oh, let me just say to you, if anyone on the line has a word and you are prepared by the Spirit of God to give a scripture, the topic, and to expound or preach on that for 5 minutes, press your number one key. Okay? And you can do that at any time. You may not have it right now, but then as you listen to a few other people, you may say, wow, God will just stir you up. And so press your number one key. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's what we're doing right now. And then there'll be a time, we'll probably do the tag team preaching for the next maybe 45 minutes or so. And then we'll open up the line for any comments, questions, or any prayer requests. Praise God. So, hallelujah. So we will start tonight with our very dear Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We have her. She's all ready. And then we'll have Pastor Clark, who is Pastor Clark Easterbrook, is going to come on. And so he's going to speak after Pastor Mom. So anyone else, press your number one key and get in the queue. And we're just going to go right from the queue, just go down the line and hear what the Lord is saying through you. So we're going to open the line now for Pastor Mom.
Good evening, everybody. My topic today is peace of mind. During this virus, our minds have been on so many things about the virus. Soon, some people are afraid that they are next. Some were worried if they will ever be able to get out of the house. We need peace of mind. Our peace of mind comes when our peace is on Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, it's perfect. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is staying on you because he trusts in you. The only way that we can have peace of mind is when the Lord is always on our mind. And the only way we can keep the Lord on our mind is to trust him with all our hearts and learn not to our own understanding. The Bible says we have peace of mind when we don't have any enemy. When a man waits, peace with the Lord, he has his years to be on peace with him. Jesus wants us to have peace of mind. He knows we could not get peace from the world. And he don't want our hearts to be troubled or for us to be afraid. If we are worried, neither are afraid, we want to have peace of mind. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, of power, and of love. And for God has given his spirit of fear, of peace, and of love, and of a sound mind. As we close, when we have the peace of Christ, we have peace of mind. Put your hands on your head and repeat after me. I have perfect peace of mind.
I have perfect peace of mind.
Because my mind is on Jesus.
Because my mind is on Jesus.
I have peace of mind because I trust in the Lord with all my heart.
I have peace of mind because I trust in the Lord.
I have peace of mind because God has given me power, love, and a sound mind.
I have peace of mind because God has given me power, love, and a sound mind.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I hope you all was blessed by the words of God. And whatever you want to think about it, I hope it helped you. And I give
Amen.
You all... Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need peace of mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Love you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Amen. We need peace of mind. Hallelujah. And the Lord helps us to get peace of mind. Amen. For those who just joined the line, we have started Get 'em Radio's Tag Team Preaching Month. Amen. And we started with Pastor Mom, and she was talking to us about having peace of mind. And the only way to have peace of mind is when the Lord is on our mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we were saying with this tag team preaching, you come with a scripture, a subject, or a topic, and then you preach for 5 minutes. Amen. So if you just got on the line, you can still do it. You can tag team preach with us. We're going to be doing it, I think, probably for the next half an hour if we have enough preachers that'll come on for 5 minutes. Amen. So let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord use you. Amen. We believe that everybody has something inside them. You're born again. You're saved. God has a word on the inside of you. And the scripture we said earlier was preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. So you don't even have to go up to 5 minutes. If the Lord is giving you a word, amen. You can share that with us. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So now we're going to open a line for Pastor Clark, hallelujah, he's my buddy that we go to the prison and preach together. So we have learned by the Spirit of the Lord to be able to preach in 5 minutes if we need to. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Amen. Clark.
Thank you. First, I'd like to say thank you to Apostle Barb for inviting me in, and get right into the word in the book
Amen.
Of Romans 8th chapter and verse 28. It says, now we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The subject tonight that I would endear to ask is, can we trust God in the dark. Today we're faced with many aspects of fear that's floating around the neighborhood as this virus is coming around on us. The coronavirus is attacking people and endangering lives and bringing great fear of darkness to the world that has no sense of understanding to the powers of God. So we ask ourselves, is it possible for us to put our trust in a God that we cannot see when it is dark all around us? Can we put our fears aside and know that God can overcome each and every fear that the devil can throw at us? It is not a time for us to look at the situation and circumstances around us, but to cry out to God and to look out and look up, for our Redeemer draweth nigh. And the Lord says in the last days that we would see these tribulations and troubles coming upon us. There would be wars and rumors of wars, and there would be pestilence and disease and earthquakes in diverse places, meaning in different places around the world. We see earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and things of this nature. Great tribulations and trials would come upon the earth. But the Lord says, as we see these things coming, that these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He says, look up, for your Redeemer draweth nigh. Now, we ask ourselves, do we stand gazing into the sky like the apostles did and say, you know, as the angel told them, why do you stand here looking up as if, you know, he's going to come back? You know, that's not what God wants us to do when he tells us to look up and see that our Redeemer is drawing nigh. He's not telling us to look and gaze up into the sky and look for Jesus' return. He's saying, look up above and above, beyond the trouble and the tribulation that we see. Look over the tribulations and trials that we're faced with today and see that our Redeemer is nigh. In other words, he's near. He's right here. The Holy Spirit is within us. He is within our grasp, within our reach to know that God is the true and living God, and that his power succeeds all the power of the darkness that the devil can throw at this world. We who believe in Jesus Christ know that our Redeemer is near. We don't have to look for him to come out. He is already here. We can call upon the power of the Holy Spirit that is within us and tell the devil that no matter what darkness he puts upon us or cast out around us, we have the ability to see in the dark, to know that the light of God strikes through the darkness and brings to us the light of understanding. That in this last day, yes, we will see tribulation. We will see trials. They may even take away our ability to join together in the church buildings, but that will not stop the gospel from going forward. For God said that he loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That means that you, me, and every person upon this earth has the ability to reach out through the darkness, touch the light, and receive the glory of God, and to overcome the trials and tribulations that this day presents to us. Let us put our faith in God. Let us trust God even when we cannot see him. When our eyes are blinded by the trials of this world, let us look past that. Let us look up and over that situation, that trial, that trouble, and know that God is right here. The power of redemption is within our grasp. And we today, as the body of Christ, must share this knowledge with the world around us. For they're running in fear. They're scared. They don't know what to do. They're not certain. The government cannot bring forth the answer. The governments of the world are scratching their head right now, wondering, What shall we do? I can tell you, what shall we do? We shall reach out and touch the throne of grace. For we have been born again of the Holy Spirit, giving us the power to draw down onto this earth the power of God's healing. We have the healing power available to us, which brings down miracles, signs, and wonders, confirming his word, the proclamation that Jesus is still alive today and not forgotten. So in the darkness, let us reach out and touch the glory of God and show this world around us that we are not afraid, for we do trust God even in the darkness. May the Lord bless each and every one of us as we reach out to touch God. Lord, thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say,
hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Pastor
These
Clark.
All work together
Hallelujah.
For good. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Look up and over the trials and tribulations. Look to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God can overcome each and every fear. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Can see through the dark. Hallelujah. God
yes.
bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Amen. Clark. Have a blessed night. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. For those who just joined the line, we are in the midst. God is in the midst. Glory to God. And we are in the midst of Tag Team Preaching Month on Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. We've already started. Pastor Mom spoke with us about having peace of mind. Hallelujah. Having your mind stayed on the Lord. Pastor Clark talked about can we trust God in the dark? Hallelujah. All things work together for good. Look up. Hallelujah. And over the trials and tribulations to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have others who are on hold and who press their number one key. And if you just joined, you can press your number one key as well. All you need is a scripture, a topic, and be prepared to speak, hallelujah, for 5 minutes. Amen, amen. And Pastor Clark and Pastor Mom, they just went right on into the word. So the ones who have pressed their number one key are Pastor Catherine, and then we have Minister Rachel, praise God, praise God. So I was getting all stirred up listening to the two of them. Hallelujah. Let God stir up that word on the inside of you. This is a safe place for you to release the word that the Lord has given to you. Praise God for 5 minutes. Amen. Opening the line for Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Praise God.
Yes.
Well, I enjoyed
yes.
the two that Mom and Pastor Clark. Pastor Clark is fire, had that fire and brimstone. Praise God. Praise God. Well, and tonight, I just want to say, hold on to your confidence. In the midst of this time.
Amen.
And I'm going to just kind of come from Psalms 27. And I'm just going to kind of read some of it and kind of expound on some of it here. And keeping our confidence in the midst of trials here. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And he's telling us we don't have to fear anything. The Lord is a stronghold in my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We don't have to be afraid. And I know we have the virus that we're talking about, but I'm also going to refer to those ones that are going through other situations, not only the coronavirus, but also there are some other situations that's going on in our homes. There's some situations that's going on in our bodies. And there are some things some of us can't see, won't be able to see doctors. And some things that come along, we can't get an appointment with doctors and things. But God is saying tonight, the Lord is the stronghold of our life. We don't have to be afraid. And when it looks like pain is not going to go away, when it looks like we're not going to ever get well, God says, do not be afraid. Look like the coronavirus is not going away. God is saying to us, don't be afraid. And he said, when the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemy and my foes who will stumble and fall. God said, this thing going to stumble and fall. Whatever has come to try to attack you, to attack even the world, even at this time, it's going to stumble and fall. He said, though an army may besiege me, my heart will not fear. We got to keep that confidence in him no matter what. Though even when it look like this thing is not going to pass, look like when the pain is not going to go away, look like when that child is never going to come home, look like when that child is a wayward child. Though God is, though armies may besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though wars may break out against me, even then I'm going to be confident. I'm going to have that confidence, that total confidence only in the true and living God. There's one thing I ask from the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. We've got to stay in his face. We got to seek his face at all times. We got to, if we want to keep that confidence in him, we must stay in God's face, stay in his house, stay in the house of God, stay in the presence of God, because God has some beautiful things. God has already done some beautiful things. He went to the cross. He died for us. God has also, in the past, God has healed our bodies in the past. God has saved us. There are some beautiful things he's already done. And he said, don't remember. We got to continue to remember what he's done, because each one of us need to have something in the past that we know without a shadow of doubt that only God has done these things. If we are there, and we can gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple, because he's always there. For in the day of trouble, he will keep us safe in his dwelling. He will hide us in the shelter of his sacred tent and set us high up on a rock. God got us sitting up high. If we got that confidence in him, and I'm telling you, I don't care what we see, I don't care how it looks, he said he got us set up on a rock. If we know him, because he says to us right now that even to have that confidence only in him, he said, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And I'm just going to kind of skip on down here. Then my head will be exalted above the enemy who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. And even in the midst of all the things that we're going through with even right now, we can make music, and we can begin to just praise him without a shadow of doubt, and we can even dance, because we got that confidence only in him, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask. And also, once again, I just want to say, if we stay in his faith, stay in his word, we have to have that confidence, knowing that he's going to bring us through. And then the last one I'm going to just say, read here. I remain confident of this, no matter what's going on in life, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in my home, no matter what's going on in my body, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And all he's saying to us, to continue to have that confidence, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord, because we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God. And I thank him for his confidence that he's going to give each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah, what an on-time word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on to your confidence in the midst of trial. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to stay in his faith, stay in his word to keep our confidence in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you very much. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I see some more people have joined the line. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for coming on tonight. We, the Lord is in the midst. He's moving by his spirit. We are in our tag team preaching month. And so far, we've had some good preaching here this morning, this evening. We started with Pastor Mom. She talked about having peace of mind. Hallelujah. And then we went to Pastor Clark, who said, can we trust God in the dark? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We found out, yes, we can. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Catherine said, hold on to your confidence in the midst of trials. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so we have a couple of other people who have pressed their number one key. You guys are doing great tonight. Amen. So even if you just came on, you still have an opportunity to be one of our tag team preachers tonight. Amen. So you just come with a scripture, a topic, and then you can speak. You can preach for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. And everybody's been pretty good with their timing tonight. We're probably going to do this maybe another 20 minutes or so, and then we'll do a review of everything because everything is connecting now. Hallelujah. And then we'll open the lines for comments, prayer requests, even if you want a word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. So we'll be open to that in about 20 minutes or so. Praise God. Praise God. So press your number one key. If you have a word from the Lord, 5 minutes now, and you give your topic and your scripture and you preach for 5 minutes. Press your number one key if the Lord has stirred your heart to do that. Okay, we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome,
hi,
Minister
everyone.
Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. Praise God.
Apostle Kizzy, my God, Mom. Everyone was so beautiful as they being used of God. So what God has me to say is resting, you know, you rest, and we know who is our rest, Jesus, in the everlasting love. So I'm going to be coming from Jeremiah 31. Verse 1, 2, and 3, and then I'm going to go into Hebrews 4 and begin to read, like you said. Okay. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people? Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel. When I went to cause him to rest, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now I'm going to go to Hebrews 4, because we who are seated in heavenly places in the anointing, we can come to that Sabbath rest, and Jesus is that Sabbath rest, and we can rest in him no matter what's going on in the world. And that peace, like our beautiful godly grandmother has been talking about, Pastor Mom, is that precious peace that only Jesus can give us as people who receive him as Savior and Lord. And so in Hebrews 4, it says, let us therefore fear. And this is reverent. We will reverence God. We will respect his holiness. We will respect what he done for us to save our souls. And we will respect him every day of our life for what we say and what we do. And we will rest in his love, and we will rest in his respect in everything, because he's a good God. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So we got to have faith, because faith without works is dead. So we must trust him, and we must rest in him, because Jesus is that rest. And verse 3 says of Hebrews 4, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. And it says on verse 4, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And verse 10 says, he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own work, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and in a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Hallelujah. So I thank him for his word, and I thank him for what he is doing, and we are to just remain in his rest and his everlasting love, and just trust his word and believe him for who he is, and not trust our emotions, yield our total will to him, and just rest.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Minister Rachel was talking about resting. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word was just rest. Hallelujah. And that sounds so simple. But even in this time where we some people are not working right now and being sheltered in, and some people are finding it hard to rest. And he wants us to rest in him. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that word, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. She said some good scripture from Jeremiah 31. Hallelujah, and Hebrews 4. So if you have an opportunity, look back through that and just rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've been working on that myself during this time, you know, just to rest in the presence of the Lord. And it sounds so simple, and sometimes, you know, we think we should be doing something else. you know, something more quote-unquote productive. But the rest is so important. Hallelujah. We have, you know, people on the line tonight. Thank you. Thank you all for coming on. Those who have just joined the line, we are in the middle of Tag Team Preaching Month for today. This is our first day doing it. We'll be doing it every Thursday in the month of April. We've had some good tag team preaching tonight. Hallelujah. We have a few more people who have already pressed their number one key. With the time that we have, we can at least take, well, those who are on the line, we have Sister Debbie that's next, and then it looks like we have Author Amber that's after that, if I'm getting this number correct. So we really have time for maybe one or two more. If you would like to press your number one key, okay. I see one other person press their number one key. If anyone else, if you have a burning, burning word, we'll take you tonight. One more person. Other than that, you can come back on next week. I get the feeling that some people are just kind of listening to see how this thing was going. And so now you know. And we want you to be confident, as Pastor Catherine was saying, hold on to your confidence. Well, she was saying in times of trial, but just, you know, be confident. We know that you have a good word from the Lord. Hallelujah. All you need is a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Amen. We're opening a line now for Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister
Good
Debbie.
Evening.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Praise God.
Doing? Good evening.
Great.
Thank God. Well, mine is coming from Ephesians 6 and 10, and I will be talking about the whole armor of God, where it says be strong, and we can't give up and complain and put on the whole armor so that you'll be able to, we'll be able to stand against all the temptations, everything that the devil throw at us. And I will be reading for a second chapter, I mean verse 12, for we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, and against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So we just can't give up. I won't say you won't get tired, because we do get tired, but we just can't give up, and we can't complain. But as we look to God for strength. And I also have one, another one, another favorite, I think, of yours, Apostle, is Psalms 34, where it says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let
yes.
all who are helpless
yes.
take heart. Come and let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. And we have to pray without ceasing. And we just, you know, as I like the song said, I won't complain. I'll say, thank you, Lord, because it could be worse. And if God take you to it, he'll take you through it. And you know,
Hallelujah.
I've been there, he's fire and all that, and we're still standing. When you've done all you can, you know, just stand and be still and know that he is God. And it says, like Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And be patient, because it's not our will, but his will. And another favorite of Pastor Mom's is lean not on to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And I trust in him and ask him to order my footsteps and, you know, keep on leaning toward the Lord. And also, and I say, I don't have a lot to say, but I'll say the last one, remember, Jesus can work it out. And when you've done all you can do, stand. And just, and you'll be able to say, thank you, Lord. And I just say, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. And I enjoyed everybody else, too. When you've done all you can do, just saying. That's mine.
Amen.
That's all I have.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll just kind of surmise what she said. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, we're having a good time. And as my friend says, we're having ourselves a time here. Hallelujah. A good time. Amen. Amen. So we are doing tag team preaching. So far today, we've had Pastor Mom, Pastor Clark, Pastor Catherine, Minister Rachel, Sister Debbie, hallelujah. And we have our last two tag team preachers for the evening. Glory to God. I believe we have author Amber on the line here. Hallelujah. The author of the Price, oh gosh, it's out of my head, The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It. Hallelujah. Welcome,
hello,
author Amber.
Hello. Hi, Pastor Ann, and hi, Pastor Grandma, everyone who's listening tonight.
Amen. You have a word tonight, Arthur Amber? I know you do. The Lord had to tell you to come on the line.
Yes, he did. The name of my message tonight is Keeping God's Great Peace. The scripture is Job 22:21-22, and it's in the Amplified Version. It says, "Now yield and submit yourself to him. Agree with God and be conformed to his will and be at peace. In this way, you will prosper and great good will come to you. Please receive the law and instruction from his mouth and establish his words in your heart and keep them." Having an attitude of peace and calm is what God wants for us. It's an attitude that says, "I'm trusting God," and it speaks powerfully to people, but it takes time, focus, and the grace of God to be consistently peaceful. One way we develop consistent peace is to learn to live in the now. We can spend a lot of time thinking about the past or wondering what the future will hold, especially with all that's going on in the world right now. In the Bible, it says that God gives us grace for each day that we live. I believe that grace is the power, enablement, and energy to do what we need to do, and he gives it generously to us as we need it. We need to make a decision every morning to say, "God has given me today. I will rejoice and be glad in it." In times like this, stress can be an all-time high. Too often, our stress level is tied up in our circumstances. Stress is really caused by our reaction to the situation. But when we have the peace of God, we will stay calm no matter what. There might not be any toilet paper at the store, but the Lord will have us at peace, so much so that he would touch people's hearts on our behalf to bring us multiple packages of toilet paper. That's why we need to learn to always embrace God's peace. I believe that one of the ways to maintain our peace is to take small steps towards peace every day. First, we should be selective with how we spend our time. Of course, God wants us to be productive, but also doing too many things can tire us out, so that when God wants and leads us to do something, we won't feel like it. So I feel like this is a time to be godly productive, yet conserve our energy for time. Most importantly, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. The news and many outlets are giving us instructions on what to do and how to wash our hands and everything else. But we need to listen to what Jesus is telling us more than any news. I know for a fact that God gives every single one of his children instructions on what to do. Through his instructions, we can have peace knowing that God knows what we are going through. God is always with us at all times. So if we can learn to trust God in the now, receive his grace as we need it, we can truly live and be in God's peace.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Arthur Amber. Hallelujah. So the title is Keeping God's Will or Keeping God's Peace? What is it?
Peace. Keeping God's great peace.
Peace. Oh, God's great peace. Hallelujah. All right. You and Pastor Mom look like you were on the same page there. Hallelujah. With the peace. Amen. But everything is flowing together. So thank you. Thank you so much. Keeping God's great peace. Hallelujah.
Thank
An
you.
Attitude of peace and calm, constant, consistent peace. Amen. To have consistent peace, you stay in the now. And, you know, I had to laugh when you said, decide every day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I say that every day. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. God
thank
bless
you.
And
I loved every
Once
one
again,
of the messages.
Amen. And me too. I'm having a good time. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Arthur Amber Price, my niece, and the author of, say the name of the book.
The Price of Being Kept.
Amen. The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It. Amen.
Yes.
Can be found on Amazon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you,
God
Arthur
bless you.
Amber. Amen. All right, so our last speaker of the evening, and it may be two speakers on this line, praise God. I think this is Pastor and Evangelist Triplett. Welcome.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
I hear you very well. So,
okay,
Pastor
great.
Eric Triplett, are you speaking or
yes,
both of you guys are speaking tonight? Okay, just
yes.
you?
This, I think my wife had set me up, so yes. she had set me up. And I'm ready because God's dealt with me, and what I've heard is everything's been magnificent. And one thing we want to understand is God is in control. So the word that I want to give tonight is very simple. God says in his word, Psalms 37, fret not. Fret not. I'm going to start
Amen.
At verse 3. It says this clearly. Trust in the Lord and do good, and he shall dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And look at this last one that I want to talk about. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. And here's this word again. Mm-hmm. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, here we are
Amen.
Dealing with this COVID-19 that's supposed to be so everything. And we understand that as Christians, we want to be adhere to what the law says and try to do the right thing. But our faith is not in the situation. It is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He said these times would come, but he also said those who love him shall stand. You, we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to be afraid of anything because God is on our side and he always has been. Our thing is to hold on, to stay in the fight, to understand that this race that we're going is not to the swift, but those who endure to the end. So God is here with us, beside us, delivering us. Matter of fact, he's even protecting us from our own selves. So we know that we have a loving Father that cares about us. I don't see not one bird worrying about getting a worm in the morning. So I know God is on our side. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that was Pastor Eric Triplett. Hallelujah. And the word was fret not. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And those who love him shall stand. Just hold on, stay in the fight, endure to the end. And not one bird is worried. Hallelujah. My brother, Pastor Mark, did a sermon once, and it said, well, the birds aren't tripping. So same thing. The birds aren't worried. So praise God. Thank you very much, Pastor Triplett. And thank you, Evangelist Triplett, for setting him up. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we have had a wonderful, wonderful night tonight, just listening to all of these wonderful preachers come on. Hallelujah. And then we have a group of people who were listening tonight, getting all stirred up tonight. Hallelujah. I see by way of a shout out, we see Pastor Price on the line. We see so a shout out to you, Pastor Price. Shout out to you, Minister Mary. Shout out to you, Sister Annie. Shout out to you, Pastor Treva. Glory to God. A shout out to you, Sister Carrie. There's some other numbers that I don't know. Hallelujah. Minister Kiva, shout out to you. Praise God. Amen. So you all just let the Lord just use you. Even if you spoke this week, you can still speak again. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just fine. Now, all of you who pressed your number one key before and you did speak, we're going to go into another part of the broadcast. So everyone, press your number one key one more time, and then that'll turn, you won't show up on my board as if you're raising your hand. So just go right now and just press your number. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I still see. Yeah, good, good. One more time. Who is, that's Arthur Amber. Press your number one key for me one more time so that you get off the board. Hallelujah. Arthur Amber, did you walk away? Okay, well, I'll just know that you're still on there. So at this point, let me just go through it. It was so many things that were said that, you know, it's like everybody talked to each other. I think every one of the sermons had something to do with the coronavirus. Of course, we're all thinking about that. And God is talking to us about the coronavirus because, you know, he's gotten us through this already. We just haven't got to that point in time yet. Amen. But this is no surprise to him. He's not trying to work it out. It's been worked out. Hallelujah. We just need to get to that point in time to see it. So let me just go through the ones who have spoken tonight. Pastor Mom, and she talked about peace of mind, and the only way to have peace of mind is when the Lord is on our mind. Pastor Clark shared with us that, and he asked the question, can we trust God in the dark? Hallelujah. And the answer is a resounding yes. We can trust him. We look up, we look over the trials and tribulations, and we look to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we can see through the dark. Amen. We don't know the end of this, but God knows the end. And then Pastor Catherine was saying, hold on, hallelujah. And there's some other hold ons in here as well. But hold on to your confidence in the midst of trials and tribulations. Hold on to your confidence. Don't let your confidence go. The Lord is our light and our salvation. He's our stronghold. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid, she was saying. The virus and whatever attacks, hallelujah, will stumble and fall. And she said, we got to stay in his face, stay in his word, to be able to keep our confidence in the Lord. Amen. And then Minister Rachel said, rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's one way to stay in the face of the Lord, is to rest in the Lord. When we rest in the Lord, our attention is on him as we're resting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you've never done that before, this is a good time to do it. Just take out that time. And you have to, the Bible says, labor to rest. So it's a labor to get there. But, honey, let me tell you, once you get into that rest of the Lord, it is nothing like it. Hallelujah. And you'll keep coming back for that rest, for that special time with the Lord. Hallelujah. To rest in his love, to rest in his peace. Hallelujah. Then Sister Debbie talked about put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And don't give up. Pray without ceasing. And remember that Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. And she said, you might get tired, but you don't give up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then even I'll go back to the rest. The more that we rest, the less tired we're going to be. You know, I have to spend intentional time in the presence of the Lord, resting in him. And then I don't get tired, you know, like that kind of tired where you just whipped and wiped out. You don't get that kind of tired when you spend time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So author Amber talked about keeping God's great peace. Hallelujah. An attitude of peace and calm, consistent peace. Hallelujah. So she was saying, stay in the now. You know, sometimes we try to go off into the future or whatever, but stay in the now and decide every day, you know, that you will rejoice and be glad in the day that God has made. That's being in the now right here. Lord, I know you made this day. The mercies are fresh and new today. Every morning, I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And sometimes you just have to stop and declare and decree, I'm going to be glad today. Hallelujah. So what? I can't leave the house. I'm still going to be glad. Praise God. Praise God. And then she talked about listen to the Lord more than the news, because God is giving us instructions. He's speaking now. Hallelujah. He always speaks. Amen. And then Pastor Eric wrapped it up for us and said, fret not. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. And those who love him shall stand. Hallelujah. And others were talking about standing, like Sister Debbie talked about standing. Hallelujah. And so those who love him shall stand. And Pastor Eric said, hold on. Stay in the fight. Hallelujah. Hold on. Sister Debbie said, you might get tired, but don't give up. Hold on. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine said, hold on to your confidence. Hallelujah. God wants us to hold on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, Pastor Eric said, hold on, stay in the fight, endure to the end. And he said, the birds are not worried. Praise God. Praise God. They know that they're going to be taken care of. Hallelujah. And it's funny that I've seen the birds and the squirrels prepared. They didn't look worried, but they did look busy. You know, when a storm is coming, I happened to be sitting outside in the car, and I happened to be looking at the birds and the squirrels, and they were moving fast. They were doing some things. They knew something was about to happen, and yet they were prepared. And I'm going to close this part by saying the beginning of the year we had some words. You might want to go back and listen to Get 'Em Radio. January, we always have a prophetic month. So people give prophecies and say what the Lord has shown them about this year. So please go back and listen to that. And how you can get that is to just Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. We have over 700, close to 800 podcasts that are just really good over these almost 8 years. But this particular one is prophetic month from 2020. And I can remember that Pastor Price, the word through her, it keeps resounding in my ear. And the word through her was, be strong, stay strong, live long. Now, back in January, that didn't mean quite as much as it means right now. That really means a lot. Be strong, stay strong, and live long in the name of Jesus. And then the word that the Lord gave through me, you kind of think, oh, this is a little word, but it was a word from the Lord. And the word was, you know, how T.D. Jakes, years ago, T.D. Jakes said, get ready, get ready, get ready. I mean, that was a biggie. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, and so the Lord laid on my heart, yes, that was good, because it was time. At that time, we did need to get ready, get ready, get ready. But now, he said, the time is to be on ready. Be on ready. Like the five wise virgins, be on ready. Hallelujah. Be looking for the Lord. Be listening to the Lord. You know, be ready for whatever the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Because right now, there's so many changes that's going on from day to day, from hour to hour, from moment to moment. We need to be on ready, not just to listen and follow what's going on in the news, but listening to the Lord. And what I found during this time is that the Lord told me things to do before they were taken off the shelf. You know, I said, Lord, what do you want me to get today? Go get you some Lysol spray. Go get it from Sam's Club so you can have a bunch of them. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if you can find Lysol spray anywhere. You know, they may be restocking now. But there are certain things that God will let us know about. Hallelujah. There were certain things that we had to get in place before this happened, because in this season, there are certain things that you just can't do that you could freely do before. Even visiting people in the hospital, that was free. You could do that before. You know, you can't do that now. There were even going to church, as simple as the church. We've been all my life been able to go to church on Sunday. But even things like Get 'Em Radio, for the past 7 years, we've been able to just have this broadcast. And now we have our church service on Sunday. On the air. Hallelujah. That was already prepared. We didn't have to do a learning curve or anything. So God has prepared you. Hallelujah. I can say that with a blessed assurance. There's some preparations that he's placed on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And now it's time to activate what God has already placed on the inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if anyone has any questions, any comments, any prayer requests, you want a word from the Lord, press your number one key. I'm going to give you a moment to think about that and press your number one key, and I'm going to give you some announcements because we're doing, we've added a couple of broadcasts to the Get 'Em Radio family, and some of you are new to this line, so I just want to make sure that you know what we do. Glory to God. So this is our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. And you know I'm your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And so then on our next broadcast is going to be on Sunday. And Sunday, we just started this, and this will be going on throughout this season, this COVID-19 season. We will be having church, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, also known as Heritage House Church in the Chapel. So we will be having church service every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pastor Mom and myself, hallelujah, we have our speaker for this Sunday, and that's going to be Evangelist Laverne Richardson. Hallelujah. We're also going to have communion on Sunday. It is Palm Sunday. Wish we could do virtual palms, you know. So we will have Palm Sunday service. We will have communion. So if you want to meet us online and just, you know, have your cracker, have your juice, have, you know, whatever you have, bread, however you want to do communion, we will be doing communion together on Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. And that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m., 12 noon or Eastern. Hallelujah. And those who are on the West Coast, like Reverend Treva, you can figure that out for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so then on Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have a Bible study. And the Bible study, the name of it is Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So we have a wonderful Bible study that's every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, where Dr. Lorraine really digs into the Word of God. And then she's a teacher, so she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. I mean, it is really an excellent Bible study. We don't open the lines for questions on that, but you can definitely listen and learn. Praise God. Now, during this COVID-19 season, we've added a broadcast on Tuesday at 2 p.m., and that broadcast is called Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. So on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we are praying in tongues for 1 hour, for 1 hour. And what we began to do is we have people to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. We give them a 15-minute slot, so 4 15-minute slots. And so if you would like to pray in the Spirit, we'd love to have you to come on. We really want to hear some men's voices as well coming in and praying in the Spirit. So as the Lord leads you, men who are on the line, text me. You know, and let me know that you're able to pray in the Spirit on Tuesday, and any ladies as well. If the Lord's leading you to do a 15-minute slot, we would love to have you to come on and pray. So we just have one person on the open mic during that time. We pray in the Spirit for 1 hour, and then we have interpretation. We get an interpretation. The Lord has given us really wonderful interpretation of what he's saying. Hallelujah. This last Tuesday, there was a lady who was praying in the Spirit, and as I was listening to her, all of a sudden, she sounded like, her tongue sounded like a horse galloping. And the Lord gave me a word from what sounded like a horse galloping. Hallelujah. So, and that has never happened. I've never had a word like that. So if you'd like to see the words, the prophetic words that the Lord gave to us after we prayed for an hour in tongues, go to our Facebook page, and that Facebook page is God in the Mist, and Mist is M-I-D-S-T. So God in the Mist, and you will see it's like a golden kind of graphic about praying in tongues, and we have the listing of the prophetic word that the Lord gave to us last Tuesday. So check that out. That's really something. Okay, so now this Wednesday coming up is April the 8th, okay? April the 8th, we have prophetic healing, and that's one of our broadcasts that's been on for 5 years. We have prophetic healing. It only airs the second Wednesday of the month. So it's coming up this Wednesday. I'm always excited about it. God heals people over that during that broadcast. And what happens is that we have Elder Philip Harkey, his wife Linda Harkey, and so the Lord reveals to us, and I'm the host on the broadcast, and he'll reveal to us some ailments that people will be healed of before they even come on the broadcast. And we've seen people get healed. Last year alone, there were 80 healings. Glory to God. There were 80 healings during the broadcast. Hallelujah. So please call in. Tell people about it, and amen, and they will get healed. Praise God. It's awesome, just awesome. Hallelujah. And then I think that's it. We're back to Thursday again. So hopefully you took some notes on that. Amen. And you call the same number all the time, and that number is area code 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. So I don't see that anyone has pressed their number one key. So unless the number one key is not working, we're going to go ahead and close out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to say that I have experienced a miraculous healing. I had laryngitis for several days, and as quickly as it came, it left. Hallelujah. And I just bless God for those who prayed for me during that time and just covered me, and I could just feel it. And then I got a lot of good direction on what to do to help this. So I thank God, and I thank God to be able to speak. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So God bless everyone. Now, okay, I did talk about Sunday. I did go through the days. Praise God. Praise God. So we're going to close now, and we will close in prayer. Hallelujah. Okay. This is Pastor Triplett. You want to close us out in prayer, Pastor Triplett?
Pastor Triplett.
Hello.
I have
Hi, Evangeline.
Hey, God.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Father God. We just praise you and thank you for your marvelous word, for your grace and your mercy, your goodness, God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for your love, Lord, your loving kindness, for you are omnipresent, God, and you are the Alpha and Omega, the everlasting Father. the Prince of Peace, our wonderful Counselor. You are the Great I Am. You are the Lord God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
We bless and lift up your holy name, God. And we're thanking you right now, God, for the word that was shared tonight, that we would hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin against you, God. Thank you for the words of encouragement and exhortation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that iron sharpens iron. We thank you for the precious blood and your love, your mercy and your grace. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you for peace like a river that flows from Emmanuel's vein. We bless and lift up your holy name, God. Bless every household on this line that's represented today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for knitting us and unifying the body of Christ, that we are setting a standard, that we're rising up, waking up sleepy church, God. We thank you that we are the church. Thank you, Lord God, you have given us power and dominion to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us or our family. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, that gives us strength from day to day. Thank you for clarity in the year of 2020, oh God, that we clearly hear, that we clearly see, oh God, and that we will not be moved by what we see, that only by your word and your Holy Spirit that speaks to our hearts daily, Lord. Thank you for the washing and cleansing of your word as we renew our minds. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you continue to do in the lives of your people, your children, God, of the Most High God. And we praise you and lift you up and magnify your Most High name. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, as we hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Triplin. And everyone, have a blessed night. Hallelujah.
Y'all tell the people them, don't you?